This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Kicking off another week of fun and excitement. As always, good to have Gardner Goldsmith with us.
Good to be here, my friend.
He hosts his own radio show 5 days a week here in lovely New Hampshire. And you can get him at libertyconspiracy.com, which I tried to go to today, and it wouldn't work for me.
Oh, well, that's pretty frustrating.
I'm going to try that again.
I've been having trouble with that. If I'm on Internet Explorer on Mozilla, it seems to work fine.
Oh, you know what I did? I put L-I-L-B-E-R-T-Y.
Lilberty. It's sort of like Dilbert. It's, yeah. And, yeah, it's, we have sound files, and it's a lot of fun. And, boy,
Liberty
it's just
Conspiracy.
Good to be here with you guys. And I hope people – oh, by the way. I got a plan on Live Free or Die on my book.
Yeah, I was going to say. You
got a plan? I got an idea. If people haven't bought the book yet and they're thinking about getting Ron Paul's book, over at Amazon, you know, they hook up books that
recommended
people buy.
Reading.
Yeah, exactly.
You buy two, you get a discount?
Like, as many people as possible, please let's start hooking my book in with Ron Paul's new The Revolution, if possible, and, you know, buy as many copies as you can. I don't get too much from it, but...
So if people buy your book and the Ron Paul book together, then Amazon will automatically figure out that that's what people are doing?
Yeah,
and
it starts to link them up, and down at the bottom it says things like, you know, people who bought this book also bought such and such. So that way,
if you go through Amazon.freetalklive.com and you do that, everybody wins.
Yes,
Ron Paul
yes.
wins. Gardner Goldsmith wins. Actually, you could also buy Mary Ruart's book, Healing Our World, which I haven't read Ron Paul's book. I've heard it's good, but I have to highly recommend Mary Ruart's
book
because she really ties it all together.
Yeah, and
it's
I know you guys had her on
just
Saturday.
About policy with her.
Yeah, no, it's not. And it's just wonderful. She's such a great person.
You had her on today, too. On your
I was
show.
Delighted, yeah. Yeah.
Live Free or Die, Essays, Commentary, and Fiction on Liberty by New Hampshire Libertarians.
Indeed, sir.
You and your father.
And my dad, yes.
I read it. I've been reading it this week, and I can tell you, it's great.
Thank you. Thanks.
I love the foreword about the...
The old man in the mountain.
Yeah.
So I always looked at the old man in the mountain as being like he faced south, faced the rest of the country mostly, faced Massachusetts and all the liberalism and socialism and collectivism that was rising up, and he stood as a contrarian, and then the face collapsed in 2003. So it's up to us to, you know, fulfill that idea of the live free or die, rock, granite, solid people. So, yeah.
And the Indians kind of thought that was a mystic place.
Yeah, good call, man. Absolutely.
So you can join us on the air tonight. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We go right into your phone calls. We'll start with Dave in Athens, Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys. I checked into this, and under Ohio law, it is against the law to cause one to be in mental distress or victim feels the perp will cause mental distress or intimidate someone into believing that the perp will cause mental distress or physical harm. And I'm relating that to the MySpace case because the girl was being bullied, and under Ohio law, has been ruled not unconstitutional and does not violate the First Amendment.
So you're saying that in Ohio, if the teenage girl had killed herself in Ohio, the Ohio people would have pressed charges based on the you're not allowed to put someone in distress law?
Yes.
Hmm. Well, thank you for doing that footwork there, Dave.
Okay, I'll do some more.
Sad to know that that's the case there, and thank you for the call tonight, 800-259-9231. Gardner, I don't know if you've had a chance to comment, at least on this program, about the MySpace case. I'm sure you're familiar with it.
Yes, you know, I haven't even talked about it on my show.
Have you heard about the latest with the feds?
Yeah, go through that, because I saw a little clip on Sunday about this.
Well, what happened was, as you know, these people, one of them was a 49-year-old woman, her daughter as well as a neighbor, they created a fake profile on MySpace, this alleged 16-year-old boy. He didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
And they used that profile to get into the heart, if you will, of this young lady, a 13-year-old girl with severe depression problems. She, you know, fell head over heels for this fake young man on the internet. And then at one point they stopped leading her on and they just started insulting her, essentially. She was very, very upset and she killed herself an hour after he broke up with her.
Yeah.
And now, that's awful. It's tragic. It's terrible. No doubt about that. But what's happened now is the state of Missouri has said, well, we're not going to file any charges here. So the feds have picked up the ball, and they've filed a conspiracy charge and some really obscure charge
probably
about...
Probably on the racketeering laws or something.
No, it was some obscure charge about using, you know, the internet to harass somebody. I forget the exact... Wow. It was very strange, using some file system to cause havoc or something like that. It was really obscure. And so now what we're looking at is if the federal government is successful in this prosecution, if they find this 49-year-old woman guilty of these charges, that'll essentially mean that anybody who's ever posed as another person on the internet or anybody who's ever sent a nasty email or anybody that's ever upset someone via their website.
Yeah, what's going to happen to bloggers and all sorts of things?
Like, yeah, it's really a scary freedom of speech issue here that we're looking at happening. And that's what Dave was calling in. He was just calling in to say that, if it were in Ohio, they could have charged her with causing someone distress. So he was saying there are already laws on the books that could be used in a way to suppress freedom of speech. And this is a very disturbing case.
Distress is one of those sort of words that it's subjective.
It's not
clear. Yeah. So, what amounts to distress? Harassment? Name-calling? Threats? I suppose I can see threats of physical violence. We kick people off our boards for that.
But saying you're ugly?
Right. You're dumb and nobody should talk to you.
Yeah, if you've got criminal threatening going on, and clear statutes in every state on criminal threatening.
But this wasn't threatening. The boy, who wasn't real, was just rude and just mean. And the girl was depressive and she killed herself. The suggestion here is sort of moving in the direction that government has always moved in, and that is that you're not responsible for your own life. Someone else is responsible for the way you feel. And so if you've killed yourself, we're going to find someone else to blame yourself?
This clearly, this is a big deal.
What's the strangest part about it is she killed herself over a boy that she had never met.
Right.
So even if the kid was real, what if the kid was real?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, aren't there boys on the internet that would talk to a girl for a little while and then be mean to her?
Of course
Absolutely.
There are. There are girls on the internet that would be mean to boys.
And just think if you translated this into verbiage. If somebody had said bad things in front of other people, that would have been totally fine. Nobody could charge somebody with that, could they?
Not yet.
I mean,
in Ohio, they could.
Yeah, and what if I'm standing on the Massachusetts-New Hampshire border and I'm yelling across the way? I mean, you could come up with this hypothetical. You're a jerk. I hate you, blah, blah, blah. You know, some girl
Federal
that I played up. That's unbelievable.
Yeah,
this is real. I'm glad you guys picked up on this thing.
It's pretty awful. So we'll of course keep you informed as things continue to develop on this particular case. In the meantime, we go to Ben in Pennsylvania. You bring up anything, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ben. Ben in Pennsylvania going once. Ben is gone. Okay, 800-259-9231. So, you know, this is sort of the direction things have been going, though, right? Because that's what government teaches people, is that, well, it's better if someone else is responsible for what you do, because we don't want you to be responsible for yourself.
Oh, what a way to lever themselves in here.
Right.
Clearly a person who's,
if you're not responsible,
person you can easily demonize, a bad woman like this doing something like this.
Right.
Everybody would find this absolutely terrible to think somebody would do that. So, yeah, get her. Go get her. Yeah. And
the mother of the young girl is saying that 20 years in prison, which is what she's facing, 20 years for sending. Let's put this in perspective. 20 years for sending a private message over MySpace.
Hey, I'll give you an example. We're in college at Boston University. My buddy Steve, they have this kid who lives on their floor in their dormitory. He's an absolute jerk. One of these like 60s, just, warmed over idiots. And everybody hated him on the floor. So they started this thing. His name was Jason Pramus or something like that. And so they made up, my buddy Steve made up this thing called SAP, Students Against Pramus. And he ended up thinking it was Students Anarchist Party or something. He put SAP headquarters on his door, and they never explained to him what it was until one day, they gathered everybody around and told him, it's because we hate you.
Oh, and God. So he could have killed himself and... Then you guys would have gone to prison. Federal prison. That's what's going to happen to more people if this woman goes in, because it'll set precedent. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, yet another drug war outrage.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Amacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Amacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, May 19, 2008. Gold 90670-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $932.99, $459.55 for half, $229.78 for quarter. That's $932.99, $459.55, and $229.78. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 12 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by the scouts, the military, and families around the world. For a limited time, you can receive the entire 24 DVD set, including The Woodsmaster, Cave Cooking, and the Urban Master DVDs for only $399, an $80 savings, or purchase single DVDs for only $19.95. If you'd like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And guard.
Oh, hey, Mark, you need your microphone in front of you.
Sorry.
All right. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just go and download them free right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th, and at Porkfest, you'll be able to see firsthand why Ron Paul loves New Hampshire and its activists. Plus, you'll expand your network of liberty-loving activists, businesses, and organizations. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. And
you've roped me, apparently, Mark, into becoming a bartender at Porkfest year. I have no idea how to pour drinks, but I'll do my best. I guess it's mostly handing people beers, right?
That's right. It's a water bar. It's like, very simple. Water,
they'll come up
ice.
And they'll say, I want this, and I'll give it to them. Right? I don't actually have to mix stuff.
Yes.
Okay, good.
I'm going to sabotage that. I'm going to work on that.
We'll have to get Gardner back there, too.
That'll be great.
If he's
available. It'll be a blast. Yeah, I'll do that. That'll be fine.
Because Jason Osborne from SACL CAI, I'm sure you've heard, he's going to be throwing this huge, huge party involving barbecue and free booze.
It's going to be a blast.
Everyone's going to be there. That's going to be the place to be at.
Yeah, just get an email from one of the people organizing it. They're asking me if I'll do some emceeing stuff. I'm like, yeah, cool. And you know, I might bring up copies of my book and stuff. So it's going to be awesome. And it's so much fun at that particular location, too.
Oh, yeah.
People will love it. It's beautiful.
Yeah, you're out in kind of the woods in New Hampshire. And I guess it's a ski resort during the winter. And then during the summer, it's kind of a campground.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. Hundreds of liberty activists all in the same place. And Free Talk Live will be broadcasting 3 nights. So if you're around, Gardner, as always, we'll have you sit in as well. 800-259-9231. Let's see here. Drug war tragedy. As long as the drug war goes on, there will never be a shortage of these stories. Radley Balco from Reason.com reporting. He says, about a month ago, I got a call from a reporter for the Arkansas Times inquiring about my research into paramilitary drug raids. He'd been reporting on a raid in North Little Rock involving a 40-year-old man named Tracy Engel. When he told me the story over the phone, I was floored. Even given all the abuses and mistakes I've reported and read about over the last few years, what makes the case especially egregious is not that the police may have gotten the wrong home, that they shot a man, or that they were covering it up or going silent. We've seen all that before. What's mind-blowing about this one is they've continued abusing the poor guy, even after it should have been clear for some time now that they made a mistake. From the outset, it should be noted that Tracy Ingalls had some trouble with the law in the past, though nothing violent and nothing drug-related. That said, what's happened to him over the last few months is pretty outrageous. Here is the Arkansas Times piece. He says, blah, blah, blah. Since I've spoken to the reporter and Tracy Engel's sister, who is herself a former sheriff's deputy, he says he's discovered this. On January 7th, 2008, a paramilitary police unit in North Little Rock conducted a drug raid on Tracy Engel's home. Engel says he'd fallen asleep for several hours and was asleep when the raid happened. He awoke when the police took a battering ram to his front door.
That'll wake you up.
Another team of officers approached from the outside of the house and shattered the window to his bedroom. When he awoke, Engel says he thought his home was being invaded by armed robbers.
What else would you think? Nice. Like, the door is getting smashed.
He reached for a broken gun, a pretty clear indication that he had no intention of killing anyone, but rather was trying to scare away the intruders. When he grabbed the gun, an officer inside the house fired his weapon. The bullet hit Engel just above the knee, shattered his thigh bone, and nearly severed his lower leg.
Wow.
When the officers outside heard the shot, they opened up on Engel, hitting him 4 more times. According to Engel's sister,
this guy's still alive.
Yep. One bullet rests just above his heart and can't be removed. Engel was taken to the hospital and spent a week and a half in intensive care. He was then removed from intensive care, still in his hospital pajamas, and taken to the North Little Rock Police Department, where he was then questioned for 5 hours. He was not told he was suspected of a crime, and his family was not allowed to speak with him. After the interrogation, he was arrested and transferred to the county jail. He spent the next 4 days in jail, said he was never given his pain medication or his antibiotics, though hospital nurses told him to change his bandages and clean his wounds every 4 to 6 hours. Engel told the Arkansas Times that jail officials changed them only twice in 4 days. Engel's wounds became infected during the time that he was in jail.
Okay.
Police found no illegal drugs in Engel's home. They did find a scale, which Engel's sister tells me she was given when she worked at a medical testing facility. She says she used it in her jewelry-making hobby. They also found a bunch of small plastic bags. Again, Engel's sister says they were part of her business. She says, I was leaving the country for a while, and I stored a lot of my stuff at his house. The scale and baggies were mine, and both are common things to have for anyone who makes jewelry.
True.
Yeah, I'm sorry. A scale and baggies does not a drug dealer make.
Police also found the broken gun and broken police and a broken police scanner. From those items, the police charged Engel with running a drug enterprise. They also charged him with assault for pointing his broken gun at the police officers who had just barged into his home. The judge set Ingalls' bail at $250,000, explaining that it had to be set high because he'd engaged with the police with a shootout. Never mind that Ingall didn't fire a single shot. Ingall was able to sell his car to pay the bail bondsman, but with no car, his injuries render him basically immobile. He had to walk 2 miles on crutches and an infected leg to his hearing last week.
You're killing me.
God.
They're killing him, I should say.
The police obtained a no-knock warrant for Ingall's home about 3 weeks prior to the raid. The warrant itself reads like boilerplate, with no specific references to Ingall other than his address, or why he specifically posed a risk to police safety, or of disposing of drugs before coming to answer the door. It mentions no controlled buys. It doesn't even mention an informant. In fact, someone scratched out crack cocaine and hand-wrote in methamphetamine on the typewritten warrant, suggesting a cut, plug, and paste job. The Supreme Court has ruled that police must show case-specific evidence of exigent circumstances in order to be issued a no-knock warrant. The mere fact that it's a drug case isn't enough. The warrant for Ingall's home contains no such specific information.
Wow.
So they went into this guy's house on basically a whim.
So
a hunch,
even if one assumes that the laws again in the drug war are valid, which they are not, they didn't even operate by those laws.
As we've seen time and time again.
Incredible.
In case after case.
At least the guy, you know, if he's got pain in it with his injuries, the guy could smoke some medical marijuana.
No.
Maybe not.
Not in Arkansas.
Fourth Amendment here says...
what's that?
Yeah, forget this.
Let's see. They haven't read it.
No warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. If they didn't describe what was to be seized, you have an unconstitutional raid where they wrote methamphetamine.
Well said, man.
They wrote methamphetamine.
Later? You can't scribble it in.
Well, we don't know when it was written in there. It's just that's what's on the warrant. Anyway, it says here that many times information specific to the investigation is contained in the affidavit in the investigating officer's files for the search warrant, not in the warrant itself. Now, Forrester says she's called the North Little Rock Police Department more than 20 times in an effort to obtain a copy of the affidavits. She says at first they refused to return her phone calls. When she was finally able to speak with a lieutenant, he became angry when she told him she'd contacted the media. Then she says that he told her to dream on when she asked for copies of the affidavits. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. The case does not end here. There's more to say about what they did to this man. Raided his home based on next to no evidence, found nothing in his house, shot him 5 times. What else happened to him? We'll find out here in moments. And you can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is George Winkers Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our 1 hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragon skin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's H-E-A-R-I-T-O-N-L-I-N-E.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. you can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report, here on Genesis Network right after Alex Jones, 2 to 4 p.m., Monday to Friday, and Sunday, 8 to 10 p.m. I introduce the remarkable wellness solutions every day on the Nutramedical Report, and Super Silver is unique. With 3 remarkable technologies patented at the U.S. Patent Office November 14, 2006, including TetraSilver Oxygen Nanoparticle Size and Scalar Rife-type technologies, it is unparalleled in terms of its killing capacity of all known pathogens, including high-path avian flu, flesh-eating bacteria, Lyme, etc. Clear your body of hidden microorganisms that cause illness and prevent progression to disease. You can order at 888-212-8871 or securely online at Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com. That's 888-888-212-8871. We also distribute in the U.S. and in Canada, as we have a Canadian supplier. So listen to the Nutramedical Report every day, Monday to Friday, here on Genesis Network.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features include the updates. You get signed up, we keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
What mischief is the iron fist of the state up to lately? What the hell is an amphibious rotini monster? AnarchyInYourHead.com is a webcomic about the philosophy of freedom in its purest form. Check it out every Friday for a new strip and bonus material throughout the week. All at AnarchyInYourHead.com. That's AnarchyInYourHead.com. Now, have you been to this site, Ian?
Yes, many times.
Yeah, you know, there's quite a few comics already, so if you haven't been to AnarchyInYourHead.com, go check them out. I'm enjoying it. I go every Friday.
Excellent. Fun. Yes, and Dale is a great Free Stater early mover as well.
Doesn't cost any money. It's free.
That's cool.
800-259-9231. Continuing the story here, Radley Balco at Reason.com talking about a man named Tracy Engel. Now, Tracy is, I believe, a 40-year-old man who had the cops kick in his front door not too long ago. And they were raiding his house based on, well, it's hard to tell exactly, because the warrant that was issued didn't even mention an informant. They had no controlled buys of any drugs, but for whatever reason, they decided to raid Tracy Engel's home, and they, of course, found nothing. But during the process, because it was the middle of the night, and, well, when someone's destroying your door in the middle of the night and you're waking up from a dead sleep, you might be a little confused, and you might be likely to think that it was a gang or some violent group of thugs coming in to hurt you. And, of course, you would be right. These ones call themselves the police. But you wouldn't know it was the police, necessarily, so you might want to defend yourself. And he pulled out a broken gun to try to scare off the intruders when he was then shot 4 or 5 times by the police.
It's incredible, Ian. Imagine if he had actually had a working weapon and killed one of the cops.
It's happened before. The Corey May case out of Mississippi is one of them. There have been several cases where individuals have shot cops as they were barging into their home on some drug warrant. Again, they found nothing. And even after it had been shown that they found nothing, they still charged him with running a criminal drug enterprise.
because there was a scale in the house and some bags, and as his sister, Ms. Forrester, testified, the bags and scale were for her jewelry business. Now, when you make jewelry, you do need to weigh things, and Julia, my girlfriend, she has beads and things like that, so she's into...
You keep them in those little bags,
There are bags for this, so, yeah. I mean, this is not unusual, but the cops wanted to have somebody to drag into court and put in a jail cell, and they went after this guy. And there's more to the story, though, because even after it was pretty clear that this guy was not a drug dealer, they continued to pursue him. According to Ms. Forrester, she called the police department more than 20 times to try to obtain a copy of their affidavits. And she was told when they finally returned her calls to dream on, because she'd gone to the media, and the cops didn't like the idea that she'd gone to the media about this, and they were going to punish her.
And they could do whatever they want.
According to Ms. Forrester, Ingalls' neighbor had a direct line of sight into the bedroom and saw the entire raid happen. His account initially matched that of Mr. Ingle, but that changed. According to Forrester, we have a witness, a next-door neighbor that saw the entire incident. He came forward on his own to give a statement to the family. Police never questioned him until a month or so after the shooting, at my insistence. They kept this neighbor in his home and questioned him for at least 4 hours, refusing to let the man's wife come home or for other people to see him. When the police finished intimidating the man, they told him specifically that he did not see what he thought he saw. Apparently, the neighbor's now afraid to talk to the media, and Mr. Balco, the author of the article, has not been able to speak to the neighbor. So, this kind of brings me back to some audio that we played not too long ago on the program. Actually, it might have been a year and a half at this point, but of a man who was being beaten by the police. The police had gone to his house. It was an off-duty kind of thing. They were not on the clock at the time, and they went and they tried to beat him into signing some sort of waiver of his rights. And the entire thing was tape recorded, and just listening to these redneck, sadistic cops torturing this man was just so disgusting and so awful. I'm not suggesting they tortured this neighbor, but they probably threatened him with torture. They probably threatened him with hurting someone.
Very suspicious. When you're talking about the neighbor has one story, and then a month later, after the cops
clams
question,
up,
his story changes?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Ingalls' family, by the way, was able to put up $1,000 to retain an attorney, but they can't afford the extra $6,000 the attorney's asked to represent Ingle. Ingalls, therefore, still looking for representation. He has no health insurance and no money to pay for medication or to continue treatment of his injuries. Last week, after the Arkansas Times article appeared, the judge in the case issued a gag order preventing Ingle and any future attorney that he might have from talking to the media about what happened to him.
What the hell? How can they issue a gag order?
Well, apparently they can, Mark. Ha ha, so there.
And isn't it amazing? For what reason? Why? Why? Why issue a gag order on this case?
Right. If judges are impartial, then why would it matter if he's out there talking to the media about his case? I mean, he's criminally charged. This isn't a civil case.
According to this, it says it's hard to understand why a gag order was necessary. Its only real purpose is to prevent more people from learning about what's increasingly looking like a railroading. And its only effect is to lend more support to the possibility that it is, in fact, a cover-up and a railroading. As noted, the police aren't talking, and the prosecutor is now bound by the gag order. Perhaps there's some piece of information damning to Ingle I'm not yet aware of, though it's hard to imagine what that might be. There is an update. According to the Arkansas Times, the gag order has been withdrawn as of some point late last week. And he says, I don't know if this will make the police or prosecutors any more likely to talk about the case, but he's going to try to give them a call and find out more. So that's where the case lies at this point, with a man facing who knows how long in prison over running a criminal enterprise that the police had absolutely no evidence of him running.
Was it Chicago or Detroit where they were banning those little baggies?
Chicago.
Chicago. Yes, yes. So, but foie gras is now legal again in Chicago.
Yes, we heard about
which
that.
Which is just wonderful.
Last week.
It's good
Isn't
to
it
see
nice
the state
having...
making the balance there. You
well,
know?
Right. You know, the respectables, their prohibition, they're gone. Yet it's gone after 2 years while drug prohibition has been going on for decades.
On and on. Oh.
So there you go.
And, you know, obviously, you know, for anybody who hasn't heard, the people that leap at law enforcement against prohibition have great statistics about how the drug war hasn't changed the percentage of people who use hard drugs compared to what it was before the drug war started, even before drugs were prohibited, you know, back before 1916, 1914, you could, you know, walk to the corner store and pick up morphine or anything like that.
Laudanum.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And
everything was okay.
Yeah, yeah.
There might have been some drug addicts, as I understand it, a good percentage of drug addicts at that time were bored housewives. Were,
interesting.
You know, people that they didn't have anything else to do with their day, waiting around for husband to get home, and so they'd take some opium or something like that.
Sounds like Oprah.
Well, so some people would would have an illness and then take, you know, opium for that illness and then think, oh,
hey,
I could keep this illness going. I need this to sleep at night.
Wow.
Or whatever it is that they chose to do. And, you know, I'm not saying it's the best way to live your life, but how many Americans out there drink a six-pack before they go to bed or something like that? Are you
a
telling
lot
me,
of them.
Are you telling me that they're not addicted to alcohol?
And
that
they're
not using that to as a crutch for their
life? It's okay to be addicted to legal drugs, Mark. There's apparently nothing immoral about that. It's only immoral to be addicted to
as long as it's been prescribed and it's funded by, you know, brought about by some major corporation.
Yeah, there you go.
Then you're all set. You know, it's amazing. You think about this. Let's say, I mean, this is just absurdly bad. And let's say they were engaged in it hypothetically. Selling drugs, manufacturing drugs. Even then, would it have been appropriate for peacekeepers, supposed peace officers to come in, which they're not called that anymore, they're called law enforcement officers, had to come in and break into the guy's house for selling something to some people who want that stuff.
Who chose to buy it, who voluntarily decided they were going to purchase those products. Of course it's not right, and this is just so tragic because it keeps on happening. Tracy Engle is not the first, and he will not be the last. I wish he would be the last, but he's not going to because this drug war is going on into the unforeseen future. Who knows how long this insanity is going to continue? By the way, if you want to help Tracy out, go to justicefortracy.com. More coming out. Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Ron Paul has not quit the race and is going stronger than ever. Since our last ad, Ron Paul delegates have won major victories in Missouri, Nevada, Texas, Alaska, Colorado, Louisiana, South Dakota, Minnesota, Florida, and many others. Many do not understand how the election process works. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. Ron Paul has a plan, and he wants you to become a delegate, which are first voted in county, state, and then the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win to find out more on how you can become a Ron Paul delegate in your area. That's ronpaulflags.com. Remember, buying a Ron Paul flag will keep these important ads on the air. So stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526. Buy a Ron Paul flag today.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank, someone who cares.
Cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. I'm so grateful and no longer embarrassed in sandals. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And guard.
And Mark, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can go shop at the Free Talk Live store. Get great Free Talk Live branded merchandise like t-shirts, hats, hoodies, and more. All of them at store.freetalklive.com. Plus all the details on how to get your own free bumper sticker, store.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls. Ken is on the line in California. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live. Ken?
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind, Ken?
Well, basically, I just heard your comment about, you know, the gentleman in the South there that's being charged with all this, you know, after being shot by the police and such. And,
yes.
I mean, first off, he's lucky to be alive. Thank God for that. But
yeah, that's true.
Secondly, more of this stuff needs to be brought to people's attention because America needs to wake up. This is not the country it used to be.
It sure isn't. I don't know if he's lucky to be alive on second thought.
Well, that's true. That's,
he's got five bullets,
right? I mean, the guy's got five
bullet holes in him, and he's facing who knows how many years in jail. I don't know. Maybe he'd be better off dead.
That's true. It's kind of like a three-legged dog being named Lucky.
Yeah, right. It's just an awful story. And as I said, it's not going to be the last one. It's going to keep going, and it's going to keep getting worse, and you're going to start seeing it happen more when it comes to immigrants, too. Because, Gardner, you mentioned the immigration raid story from last week where over 300 immigrants were detained. What happens if eventually some immigrant picks up a gun and fires back? Then, of course, it'll look, you know, they'll spin the story to make it look like this immigrant was a violent killer. And
they're part of Aslan.
Incredible. These people have taken refuge inside churches, for God's sake. It's crazy. It's an absolute madhouse. We were talking off the air. I was asking questions on my show whether or not people think that we're living in a police state. Mm. We are living in a police state. Yes, we definitely are living in a police state. Absolutely. And the thing that really bothers me is,
I mean, what else do you need? There's checkpoints and men
walking
with guns and dogs in the subway in some cities. I mean, this is crazy.
And of course, we were discussing off the air, too, something I know you guys already brought up on Free Talk Live, but something needs, I think, deserves reiteration. This whole thing about the federal government coming in during emergencies where they can forcibly evacuate people from their houses and forcing them to have to cough up citizenship documents, and if they don't have them, they'll be put on other transports to detention centers.
Ken? That sounds more like Germany from way back when to me, not America.
Yeah, it really does. Any other thoughts for us, Ken?
Well, yeah, you mentioned the in-state checkpoints, in-country checkpoints. Matter of fact, I was just subjected to that several months back, not given the reason why I was stopped. Just asked for my papers. They had a mobile jail there, a mobile booking facility, had tow trucks. I can only assume what they were looking for. But as far as I know, my tags on the vehicle are in order. I'm in order. My insurance is in order. So why was I being stopped?
They stop everyone. They
well, stop that's the everyone. Thing. I mean, that's against the Constitution.
Well,
They would tell you that
they must
no,
have probable cause.
Well,
right. I agree entirely with you, but you
probable
know,
cause
at,
to
at
stop?
This point,
no,
I just
think
don't
so.
Think the Constitution has much validity anymore. I mean, it's supposed to.
I don't think
to.
So.
I just think it's over. I think that they've really just done it in. You know, at this point, they give the Constitution a little bit of lip service here and there, but they say they own the roads. They say they own the airwaves. They say that they've got anything to do with the Internet because it crosses state lines. So,
oh, yeah, that's
oh,
coming.
Yeah. And Internet regulation. You hit that. Boy, there are two things. I'm so glad you guys brought that up. One is the Internet.
Well, that's another thing. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say
Internet
the other
thing.
Is.
I want to interject okay. something on that, guys. Have you heard anything, because this concerns you as Internet broadcasters, plus you do it over terrestrial as well, but in respect to Internet, I understand that they're trying to privatize this enough that you're going to be subjected to business rules.
I don't understand how that would work. What does that mean?
How that would work is if like Verizon and all of them get a chunk of the spectrum for the Wi-Fi and this and that and the other thing, they split up the pie amongst the big guys. So basically, you're going to be subjected to, you can't go to a court of law. If you read any of your cellular contracts, it's all by arbitration, mm-hmm. and it's all through a company they pick.
Yeah. But how is
no,
that going to affect
no legal
us?
I'm not recourse. Sure. Well, it's going to affect you because it's going to affect the Internet. That's basically the overlying premise I'm using.
Yeah, I can see.
They could take away your free speech, so to speak, under the guise of a business decision, not a rights decision.
Well, that doesn't seem. I mean, if that's going to happen, that's pretty far off in the future, because then they'd have to know what we were doing and they would have to specifically target us, because otherwise, I mean, otherwise it's
no,
just
not
bits
just
of data.
Specifically, everybody.
You're talking about they're
going
to shut down Internet.
I mean, this is going to affect everyone.
You're suggesting they're going to shut down Internet streaming?
No, not that they're going to totally shut it down, but they're going to regulate it in such a way it's not going to be considered that your rights as an individual are going to come into play. It's going to be a contractual agreement between
right.
you and the private business you have to contract with.
And because the government has played such... played so cozy to these
exactly.
large corporations, they'll come up with these
exactly.
regulations and rules.
So your rights are being stripped from you for business purposes.
It's possible. I mean, what you're saying is possible, but it's at this point, it doesn't seem very likely anytime soon. I have to say, I hope you're wrong about that.
I hope I'm wrong too, but it's another one of these many items that once you put it all together, I mean, they're really pushing now more than ever. I noticed a few years ago, basically, that if you look around, all your friends and family have become so busy and entwined in their jobs, their circles, that they have no time to take a breath, kick back, and take a look at what's happening here, and that's part of the problem.
Well, I agree with you there, absolutely. People are so busy, they can't pay
their taxes.
Right, they're so busy because, yeah, I mean, the governments at all level take at least 50%, if not 70% of somebody's income in any given year, and so they're spending all that time just to put food on the table, get the taxes paid, and keep the power turned on. So that's certainly one of the biggest problems.
If you retook those statistics and reworked them now for the inflation, I bet you it's almost closer to 60, 70% of your income going toward... If they can't call it a tax, they call it a fee.
Oh, yeah, they're all over the place. That's what I was saying, at all
way.
Levels. At all levels, it can absolutely be up to 70%. Depends on what estimates you look at. I mean, there's no real way to quantify it all. There's no real way.
We've heard people claim that they get taxed 85% of their business's income.
Ken, I want to thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We go to Jeff in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Jeff.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's
hey,
on
Jeff.
Your mind?
Well, you know, I tell you, I was over in my hotel room over in Austin yesterday, and I was just doing a little channel surfing, and I just happened to come across, I can't remember if it was either Fox News, it could have been CNN, or it could have been, MSNBC, but I was kind of surprised and rather shocked when I came across a news flash that they were advertising. They were talking about some terrorism, and they were talking about, I guess, some things going on in the country that, you know, could be targeted a government building like the FBI headquarters or maybe the CIA headquarters or maybe even Congress. And what they were talking about, they actually did a demonstration of a bomb being exploded. And what they were saying was that, you know, I don't know who was doing it, but they talked about the demonstration they did was from a disposable camera. some hydrogen peroxide, and some tang.
You're
and
saying
if you
they
mix those three together, it makes a hellish.
Makes a bomb?
Yeah, it makes a bomb.
I'll be damned. It's
yeah,
crazy.
And so they were broadcasting this yesterday,
damn.
And I was quite surprised to see them, you know, broadcasting on how to make a bomb. But they certainly were doing it, and I saw it on the news yesterday. Now, it would seem to me that you know, with you know, a disposable camera, that's a common item, and tang, that's a common item, and of course hydrogen peroxide. Now, if somebody's carrying these items on an airplane or in their bag, they're not, you know, they're not detectable. So basically, what they're telling everybody is you know, basically they've just told everybody how to build a bomb.
Well, I mean, I don't know how accurate their reporting was.
Well, they did
know.
A demonstration of it. It was a hellacious explosion. I saw it.
Well, I'll take your word for it, Jeff. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Don't know if it's true, but bomb building isn't necessarily complex, and there are lots of plans for it on the Internet.
I don't know what good it's going to do you to do it in the first place.
What do you mean?
What are you, how are you going to benefit to blow up an airplane?
You won't.
Yeah.
Hey, I just wanted to go back. You know, you guys were talking about the Internet and the possibility of corporate government mercantilist interests, the government using the businesses to sort of suppress things. Looking at, for example, the way the government has broken into people's phone records and cell phone records and communications and then tried to give immunity from any sort of lawsuits to those companies like
mm-hmm.
AT&T
yeah.
and so on. I was thinking also... Over the past few months, with all the mortgage problems and the money manipulation of the Fed and all these different types of things going on, I thought to myself, you know, one of the things to really make people be very, very careful about putting all their money into their banks and not having some sort of hard currency is if people do want to act against their government, guess what happens when they freeze all of your assets? They are electronically, they can get right in there and do it. So that's a really good incentive. You know, should the someday come, you don't want to have everything in your bank.
That's a great point. More coming up. You can take control. Always good to have stuff on the outside that you can access easily. 800-259-9231.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.